I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An 8-0 airstrike killed 9 family members, triggering protests. While anti-Western sentiment continues to grow, CURE International's Jerry Luongo says it's not affecting their work in Kabul, but they are concerned.
There's always a presence of a threat, of riots, of all sorts of things. Our team there does have a constant pressure of security issues, and that they stay and continue to serve the people of Afghanistan, I just think, is amazing.
Meanwhile, now that the roof is on and refitting complete, classes have started for a school in Catacamas, Honduras. It's a Worldwide Christian Schools partner that's marked steady growth. Worldwide's Elaine Helmes says by partnering with the schools, they can ensure quality evangelical education.
We're sponsoring the school. We're helping the school by giving them sponsorships, not individual children. It helps the school take more of these poor kids in, because the parents still have to pay something, a very small amount each month.
Sponsorships cover many of the education costs of a traditional school. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And a Christian partnership including SIM, a local Christian community development group, and Horizon International seeks a new radio permit from the National Communications Board of Burkina Faso. The group wants to establish a full-service Christian station for the Fulani North. Only one permit will be granted for the area, and there are 2 other organizations in the running for it. If they get it, the team hopes to establish biblical and community development programming. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact for their world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.